Hello?
Hi, is this Nora Ann?
Hi.
Hi, it's Natalie calling from MMA Legal. Is this a good time to speak?
Yeah, I'm going to my mum's on after the hospital on Monday to take my passport. I just haven't had time.
My call's going to take a bit longer today. It's not just about the ID and your proof of address. It's just to gather some more information from you. Do you have time for that today?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay, so just for compliance reasons, can you, data protection, sorry. Could you confirm your date of birth and your address, please?
Yeah, 39/1/1981, and it's 53 Cluny Park, Cardinbin.
Lovely. What's your postcode there?
KY50PE.
KY50EP, is it?
No, 0P for Peter, E for elephant.
Okay. Okay, let me just write that down. I just need to make you aware that during this call, if there's anything that may be safeguarding, I would need to make a referral to the local authority.
Yeah.
I would explain that and obviously discuss why. Also that all our calls are recorded for compliance reasons. Are you happy to continue?
Yes.
Okay, I'm calling today just to gather some impact, sorry, to record the impact of your time during care, for your application to Scottish Redress. What age did you go into care?
7.
What local authority were you under?
It's Scottish. It was the social work.
Yeah, what county? Was it Glasgow? Edinburgh?
No, it was 5.
Five. Have you been known by any other names?
No.
Okay, what care settings, so the care settings that we've got down, we've got Playfield House in
Yeah.
Cupar, 1988 to 89, Rimbleton House, 93 to 94, Monksford School, 94 to 99. Did you stay in any other care settings?
I was in and out. What do you say? Monksford was 94 to 1999.
Monksford School, 94 to 99, yeah.
No, that's wrong, because that would have made me 17 to 18.
Right, so let me correct that. Monksford School. What year was
That would have been 1990, I'd say 2 to 1995, 96.
Okay, anywhere else?
I was in and out foster care. I'm sorry.
Were they private settings, like in people's homes?
Yeah.
Okay, let me put that down. Do you remember any of the places?
Just one in Kelty.
Kelty?
Yeah,
Is it
it's right.
K-E?
KELTY.
And that's five, yeah?
Yeah.
What years were they?
I'm not sure. It was in the 90s. I'm not sure about the year.
Was it before Monksford or?
I think that was after, because I was in and out, but I wasn't allowed to go home, so I was placed in foster care.
So was that like your last setting as well?
Yeah.
So if I say 1996 until age 16, was
yeah
it age 16 that you left?
yeah
When you left, did they give you any more support?
Nope, I just got handed out to the world.
Okay. Thank you. And what schools did you attend?
St. Paul's Primary School, but I was in and out there, so.
And whereabouts was that? Was that five?
Five, yeah.
And did you go to high school?
Yes, yeah, but I wasn't long in high school.
What age did...
For first year, so I love
it. Is that when you stopped going?
Yeah, I was there for about 11 to 11 and a half, maybe 12.
And what school was that called?
That was St. Andrew's High.
St. Andrew's
High.
High. And that, was that five?
Yeah.
Okay. And who is your registered GP surgery?
It's North Glen Medical Practice.
North Glen Medical Practice, yeah?
Yeah.
Is that in Cardendon?
No, that's in Glenrothes.
Could you spell that for me? Glen...
G-L-E-N.
Yeah.
R-O-T-H-E-S.
Glenroth.
Yes.
Lovely. Do you have any other professional support in you, like adult social care, occupational health or anything?
No, I just have my own.
Do you have any mental health diagnosed?
I have psoriasis and I'm ongoing at the hospital just now for it's for my stomach and that and my bone disease.
So I'm talking about your mental health, not your physical health?
Oh no, I've been diagnosed with depression and ADHD.
ADHD. When did you get your ADHD diagnosis?
Years and years ago, because they said it wasn't a thing. They couldn't find anything wrong with me.
Mm-hmm.
They were sure that there was something underlining.
Mm. Was that as a kid or as an adult?
As a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they couldn't explain why I was doing the things I was doing. And
did they give you a diagnosis of personality disorder or anything?
I don't know. That was in Playfield, so I'm not sure. My mum handles all that.
All right, okay. Did you ever do any self-harm, or did you do any self-harm?
Yeah, I did, yeah. I'd overdosed. I used to self-harm.
Okay, let's start with self-harm. What did you do?
I tried to slip my wrist.
Okay, did you do anything else?
Yeah, I took mostly tablets when I was younger, that doesn't work.
So you took an overdose?
Yeah.
Okay, and what age did you cut your wrist?
I think I was about maybe 12.
And what age did you take your overdose?
I've done it at 13, and then my last one's like 10 years ago.
So, did you do more than one attempt between age 13? Yeah. So, if I say age 13 to, what age was it? About 10 years ago, 35?
Yeah.
So, multiple attempts. Was it all medication overdose?
No, I tried to end it.
By medication?
Yeah.
Okay. And do you get thoughts of ending life still?
No, not as much now. But they're always still, the thoughts are always there, it never goes away.
Yeah. And are you getting support for that?
No, I talk now, so I've got my kids and my grandkids to live for, so.
Okay, so that's your protective factor, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. Lovely. So you do know that if you do get into that mindset again, that you feel like that's what you want to do, there is crisis lines available and you can contact your GP?
Yeah, I usually book my GPs.
Lovely. That's good. Okay. Have you ever received hospitalisation for your mental health?
Yeah, when I was 7.
And were you in an inpatient there?
Yep. At the St. Prefield and at the Strathedon.
So you was an inpatient at Playfield?
Yep.
How long were you there for? Do you remember?
I don't remember. I was wee. But I remember going back there when I was maybe 10 or 11. Maybe a bit older.
Yeah. Any other times?
I was in there for about a year maybe.
Okay. Have you ever received any therapy or counselling?
No. I've been asked to, but it's not.
Not something you want to engage with?
No.
Okay. Do you have any physical health such as like strokes, heart attacks, cancer?
No, but I'm going through this now. I'm getting checked for everything now, so because there's something underlining.
Do you know what you're being checked for?
I don't.
I'll just put a wait in investigations, yeah? And then if you know, if you get anything confirmed, you can call me and we can just add that in.
Yeah.
When you was in care as a child, do you remember going to the hospital at all?
No.
Okay. Do you consent to us requesting a copy of your records from the professionals that you've mentioned today in this call?
Yeah. Is that like my doctors and that?
Yeah, everybody. Care settings, local authority.
Yeah.
Lovely. That's great. Have you been arrested or got any convictions?
I've been arrested, but that's been like years ago.
Yeah. What age was that?
How does this help me this month? Obviously.
Because it's about parenting, isn't it? The local authority and how they parented you. And if there was a deficit, say for instance that you didn't understand something and then you received a conviction for that, that's something that goes towards your claim.
Yeah, well, I don't know, they've arrested me. They got arrested when they were mainly for running away.
Yeah.
So they were arrested, but they handled that poorly in Edinburgh.
Yeah, so arrested for running away from, was it foster care?
No, say my home in Monksford. I was a runaway, I was always on the way.
Okay. But they didn't charge you with anything?
Not that I could think of.
Okay, so what age was you there? I can't remember what you said.
I was about 13.
Okay. Any convictions?
And I've not got any conviction. No.
No? Lovely. Do you smoke or did you smoke?
I did smoke, yeah.
And what age did you start?
11.
And what age did you start?
It's been about a month now, so.
Oh, so now? So 45?
Yeah.
Well done. Well done for trying. Did you take any illicit drugs?
When I was younger, no.
Yeah, no. What about alcohol? What was the relationship?
Yeah, I was quite bad with alcohol.
What age did that start?
12.
So bad relationship with alcohol started at 12, yeah?
Yeah.
And what age did you stop that, or do you still drink?
No, I'm not as bad now, but I have almost a glass of wine or something with friends.
Is that every day?
Yeah, no, not every day, no.
So when do you think it became more reasonable?
When I'm just trying to get my life back in track and with the support of my kids for about a year maybe.
Okay. About a year ago. So if I put still drink socially, is that accurate?
Yeah.
Lovely. So in terms of your support from ourselves, you can choose to have a male or female advisor. What would your preference be?
A female.
Okay, so what I'll do is I'll allocate you to myself, because we've already spoken, and I already know what you've said as well.
Yeah.
So that's, I'll be your contact going forward. When we get a copy of your care records, would you like to see them?
Yeah, because I've been asking for them for a while.
Yeah, well, we will do that for you, and we will take them, so you don't need to worry about that. So what's going to happen now, the process is we're approximately going to be saying about 10 months. I'll be your main point of contact, so this telephone number is directly to me, so if you save that into your phone. What we're going to do now is all those organisations that you've mentioned and the ones you mentioned previously, we're going to gather all that information for your case. Then what I'll do is, when I've got all that information, I'll give you a call, we'll go through it, and then we'll put the pack together to go to the Scottish Redress panel. When it goes to the panel, you don't need to attend that panel. It's closed door, but you will get told a date when that's going to be held.
Yeah.
So as part of our compliance, I just need to run through what options that you have, obviously, in terms of Scottish Redress. So you're entitled to claim Scottish Redress on your own independently, and you can research your own evidence for that. You're entitled to have a different solicitor that's from England or Scotland who has accepted the fee of £2,000 to act on your behalf, but they get that money from Scottish Redress directly.
Yeah, I was speaking to somebody else before.
Yeah, so they get that fee even if they, you know, they win or lose for you. And then there's ourselves, NMA Legal, and we've opted out with a fee, so we don't get that £2,000 from Scottish Redress. We're completely independent from that. And we charge you a 20% cap fee, and that's only if you win. If you lose, we don't charge anything. So that means that we're completely independent and we are acting for you. So out of those options, are you still happy to go ahead with NMA Legal?
Yes, I'm happy with this, yes.
Lovely. And you're entitled to a 14-day cooling off period. Are you happy to wait 14 days, or would you like to have to proceed immediately?
Just proceed immediately. I just have to obviously just get my passport and send it away.
Yeah.
Time. But I'll do that sometime this week.
No, I'll put that on here. So shall I put down that it'll be with us by next Monday?
Yes, that's fine.
Yeah. Let me put down. So it's passport you need.
I'll be after the Monday. Just when my mum's not busy.
So we need a copy of your passport and a council tax bill, if you can get that.
Well, I didn't have council tax bill. It's off through the phone. I explained that the last time. I sent a letter over. He said that was fine. It was a health letter.
So we need it to be within a certain time scale, and the only one that lasts really the longest is your council tax bill. So that lasts a year. So if you can get hold of your council tax bill, that would be better.
I'll just ask them to send them out or something.
Yeah, and then we can, if you can send that across. When do you think you can get them across to us?
I'm not sure, because the council, so I'm saying they just put everything online for me.
Yeah.
The council bill, so I don't, because obviously I don't work.
Yeah. So if you go to your local citizen advice bureau, they might be able to help you with getting it sent across. Do you think you could do that this week at all?
Yeah, I should try. I'll do it on Monday.
Yeah. Okay, to complete. Let me just write down. What date is Monday?
13th.
13th, is it? Yeah. Lovely. So if you can get that sent across to us, that would be fantastic. Have you got any other questions for me today?
No, that's the one.
Lovely. So that's everything from me today.
How much am I looking at? Just for the no win, no fee.
Yeah, so it's 20% of whatever you win, basically, for our fees. So we can't gauge what you're going to win, because obviously we haven't gone to panel yet and we haven't even got all the information in with us.
Yeah.
So we wouldn't even want to put a figure on it, because obviously it's individual to each case. So all I can say is that we will do our best to get as much as we can for
you. Because the last test of folks, they said it was 45, I was looking between 45,000.
Yeah. I can't guarantee what we're going to get you, but we will do our best to get as much as we can.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah? Lovely. That's great. So if you need anything else in the future for the claim, just give me a call and hopefully we will be in touch with you shortly.
Perfect. Thanks very much.
No worries. You take care now.
You too. Thank you.
Bye. Bye. Bye.